This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Okay, I did that thing you asked me to do last week where I wrote all my feelings down on a piece of paper and crumpled it up, and it didn't make me feel any better. So I'm just going to read the feelings to you. Don't say anything. Just don't say anything. Don't put your little notepad down, actually. Okay. Don't look at me. Okay. Here we go. Crashly's birthday party sucked, actually. I didn't love it. I think I was supposed to make it better, and I tried to do that, but inevitably it fell apart. Everything always falls apart. Haha. I wonder if maybe things would be easier if I wasn't doing the stuff, because then that way, if they fell apart, I would know that it wasn't me who was falling them apart on people. But then also, I think about how when I wasn't in the Monster Hunters group, that things fell apart anyway. And I start to wonder, maybe things just always apart, question mark? So what to do with that information is beyond me. I don't know if I fit in better or worse back in time, and I wish that my therapist believed me when I explained that situation. Not that they've said outright that they don't, but, you know, there's some scritchy scratching on your little pad. I'm deviating from what's on the paper now because I can see that you're looking at me even though I asked you not to. the birthday party was bad, and I want to try to make a do-over of it. But if that's bad too, then I initiated the do-over, and then that is my bad. You know, like maybe Tickle Monster stuff, that's obviously I didn't do that. But like if I do a new one, then is it on me? You know? Okay. I can tell that that's our time. So I guess we'll pick up next week with the rest of this page. I'm not going to lie. I put it in the same pocket that I had a Haagen-Dazs wrapper in. So a lot of the bottom half is smeared, but I'll do my best. Okay. Good therapy. Ha!
Hello, friends, in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of counseled curmudgeons and aggravating analysis in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And my future's so bright, I need Shangela.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And Crashly is getting hair in places. She's never had hair before, specifically the bottoms of her feet. What's going on, you guys?
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And you know, they say the best therapy is screaming Tori's name into the night sky.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ the Professional. And something fun about being a professional is that I have a professor.
And now, before we continue on, we, of course, need to check in with this week's Mystery County sponsor. Gang, I have one for you. This week's sponsor is Double Helix Mattresses, the genetically modified mattress company.
Hey, Tanya, did you feed the mattress this morning?
I haven't gotten around to do it, no.
Oh, well, I mean, I have to run out the door. I guess I could do it.
You should do it, Clyde. Okay, these mattresses need to be fed. If not, they will rage. Rage, I tell you.
Okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, I just wanted to come by and see how your Double Helix feedable mattresses are doing. Did you know they're genetically modified to conform to your bodies?
They're not feeding us. Uh-oh, looks like we'll have to confiscate this one. Hey, folks, did you know that if you don't feed your feedable, genetically modified double helix mattresses, we'll come and confiscate them? Yes, this is an ad, but it's also a warning.
It's mattress cruelty.
And we don't abide by that. So, listen, if you want to be exclusive, if you want to have a mattress you have to feed, and you don't want it to be confiscated, come on down to Double Helix Feedable Genetically Modified Mattresses and get yourself one today. There's a long and thick list of instructions.
All right, so we don't have Jeff Murdoch with us today, so I wanted to do something a little bit different. While normally we do play Monster of the Week, today I think we're going to do something, again, a little different.
Ooh.
We have heard
what
a lot recently.
No.
That CEJ is in therapy. It was after Crashly's birthday party said that he was going to get him some help, and furthermore volunteered that her parents are actually both therapists. Which is fortunate, because normally there's like a pretty long waiting list for therapy in Mystery County. Not surprisingly, a lot of people are going through mental trauma and processing events that they otherwise wish they couldn't remember or hadn't experienced. But lucky for you, CEJ, you were able to get in with Dan and Jan Furthermore's couples therapy. They provide couples therapy, as in this couple provides therapy. They do it together every session. It's been, I was going to say great, but I don't know if that's true or not. How are you enjoying therapy?
I'm not enjoying it. It seems like the only purpose of it is to like make me think about things that are feel bad and then try to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
Unfortunately, yes. That does seem to be exactly what they keep trying to do to you.
Okay, well, so far, fail.
And I think what I would posit with this is, so CEJ, you're coming into session. Jan and Dan have set you guys down because you're actually all here. And Dan says, Jan, do you mind if I take this one? And Jan says, be my guest, honey. And Dan says, okay, everybody, we wanted to bring you in. CEJ has been talking to us. He's been very upset about a recent situation you all were in.
Are you legally allowed to tell them that?
Well, CEJ, you did agree to this.
Right, but I didn't know you were going to like say stuff that I said to everyone.
CEJ, if you keep interrupting them, we're going to be here all day.
Bud.
All I'm saying, CEJ, after that, I promise you, we're going to follow your lead, okay? But what I wanted everybody to know is that we value accountability, okay? So we thought a group session would be good so that we can get all of the people important to CEJ who were available, and we can serve as objective observers, and we'll help establish, you know, who of you in this situation only, you know, need to take responsibility for their actions, and who also maybe is setting a good example for everybody and that everybody else could look to see what's going well or not, you know?
Shamanda sits up a little taller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not know my breakup affected CEJ this much.
And you must be Susan.
Yes.
And Jan is writing furious notes down. CEJ, will you describe what Jan and Dan's therapy office looks like?
Yeah, it's a sphere. And it's like if you cut, basically if you blew up a bowling ball to be like the size of a room, mm-hmm. and then you kind of cut the bottom of it to make it lay flat, and then all of the furniture is sort of like nailed to the sides of the sphere up to about halfway. So it's just the idea being that like there's no corners here and everyone's sort of like converging on the same middle ground point when you're in the room. Mm-hmm. But what it actually does is it makes you just feel like you're on a slant and you're slowly sliding in a way you can't control at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. It was featured pretty heavily in Architecture Digest, but
Not in a good way.
Not in a positive, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So what we're going to do today is essentially we're going to play the game Mission Accomplished by Jeff Stormer. We're modifying it a little bit just to streamline it for podcasting. But basically, you all are going to discuss a recent mystery that you solved that went pretty poorly. You did successfully solve it, But getting to that solution, there was a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems that came up in it. Normally, within Mission Accomplished, we would be writing these out ahead of time, but I want to see how it feels just sort of improvising them a little bit. So bear with me while we kind of try that. The situation is, you all, after having met Leonard Raspberry, CEJ kind of had a bond and took over some of his trash duties. And so what you did as a group was, you guys handled a litter bug and you survived. Those are the two things that are known. You came up against and dealt with a litter bug and you survived. This is, you know, capital L, capital B, litter bug. Other than that, all we know is that things went poorly. So as we play, Jan and Dan are going to be asking questions, trying to get a sense of what took place. This is obviously, you know, patient-therapist relationship. So anything you say here is sacred and private. So you can talk openly about supernatural things. They'll believe you as much as they need to. No, they're not. You're not going to be, you know, there's no skepticism that's going to be introduced. You don't have to justify it. And as you go, Jan and Dan are going to be looking to see who needs to take responsibility and who's setting a good example. So anytime they say that you need to take responsibility for things, that means that you get like a responsibility point, which is a negative. Anytime they think that you're setting a good example, you get a positive point. Just keep track of those. Throughout, I'll be assigning responsibility and example points as they come up. And then at key points within each thing, I will assign more of those. We don't need to worry about that part. So I'll be assigning them throughout. Keep track of them. At the end, we will add them all up and use the rules from Mission Accomplished to determine who ultimately is responsible for everything that went wrong and who ultimately set the best example. Mm-hmm. So we'll work that out then. Does this all make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jan and Dan have you all sat down, and Jan says, now we've heard from CEJ, his take on this. And again, CEJ, we're not going to reveal that to other people unless you bring it up. But why don't we start with somebody else and we'll hear from their perspective how this all started. Okay, so CEJ told us that you encountered a litter bug. You, young lady.
Yes, Susan.
sure, yeah, she pivots over. She's like, yeah, sure, it's Susan. Why don't we start with you? And then let's also do names. I'm guessing, based on the hand-holding, that you are Crashly.
Yes, hi.
And then that would make you Shamanda. Is that correct?
Present, yes. Okay.
And Shamanda, also, thank you again for bringing us in to talk to the girls at the dojo. We had a wonderful time.
Yes, you know, I'm realizing a bit that I can be a bit of a tyrant, and it's nice for you to be there to let the girls, you know, release that sort of energy.
Well, you know, I didn't want to say it, but Anne speaks of you.
Oh.
Which is a lot for Anne.
Oh, okay.
So thank you. You've been a real... You've been a very positive influence in her life.
Yes, because she is a spectacle, what you've created together.
Jan pauses for a second and she's like, we all know what we have with Anne.
She's a spectacle. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Susan, the floor is yours. How did this all start?
Yeah, it was a regular Monday evening. I was watching my stories, eating some stew, and I got a quick text from Crashly that there was litter going across town, except it was attacking people. Mm. And at first, I thought that was a typo. And I thought maybe the litter was like snacking people.
A critter.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. And that's not good either. Yeah. So I came on down and, you know, luckily the gang had gotten there before me. They're quick. Okay.
And then Claire, go ahead and roll for me 1d4.
It's a 4.
Okay. Jan, as you explain this, Jan then asks you the following. Okay. And at this stage of everything, Susan, who did something helpful?
It was actually, and I don't mean to say actually, I'm sorry, strike that. Yeah, it was Shamanda.
Oh.
She had gotten the call from one of her, what do you call the people at the dojo kitties?
They're docents of the dojo.
Docents, one of the docents. And so she knew it was going on, and she got there first on scene and was actually already ushering people away from the litter. And I love to see that.
Hmm. Well, that does sound very helpful.
Yes, I noticed, you know, that there was a group just banging on a bunch of trash cans. That stomp group was coming through town and just got everybody aggravated. It was Crashly, actually, who's texting everybody about this group stomp coming into town. So,
yeah, thanks. And I don't know why, like, yeah, I was texting, I guess, but that doesn't mean I also wasn't helping. Like, yes, I was texting everybody, quote unquote, everybody, if you mean everybody.
I mean, were you helping?
Siege.
I'm not accusing. I'm just, that's just a question.
Well, let's just do facts. Check the timestamps on your phone. Who's the last person you texted?
Oh, the last person I texted was obviously CEJ, because I texted him like 5 seconds ago after we sat down to be like, I like your nail polish.
It's actually Sharpie.
Well, I like it. It looks cute.
Okay. Well, like, I'm just saying, like, if that's, you know,
hey,
Sharpie versus nail polish, that if that's the kind of distinctions we're bringing.
I'm sorry. Did I come to a cosmetology class? Are we talking about nails, or are you trying to get to the root of your problems?
No, Amanda, we're in CEJ's little therapy that he's taking.
My little therapy.
Okay. Dan's like, all right. Listen, why don't we take a step back and try from a different angle here? Shamanda, it sounds like, did Crashly's texting bother you?
Yeah. It's annoying that she just like spews the information to literally everybody and doesn't, she just like invites everybody, you know? It's like, Crashly, yes, we're your best friends, but like you're always looking for like more people and more, and you don't vet anybody, and then just randos show up and then look at the streets.
That's literally crazy, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's a lie.
Crashly, we don't use language like that here.
Sorry?
I think, no, the C word.
Did I call her a cunt? What?
Whoa. Okay, no.
Wait, what?
I would have rather. You called me crazy, okay?
Oh!
I've been called a cunt so many times. Sorry. It, like, doesn't even faze me.
Wow.
No, that's fair.
So, and Crashly, so we need to take responsibility for that, okay? So, just mark that one down, but...
Okay, I'll repair that later. Sorry, you're right. I shouldn't use that word, actually, for real. It was so wild. That is so wild and like out of pocket for you to say that, because it's a lie. Cunt.
Okay. Okay. Now, I let it pass the first time. We can't.
All right. And Crashly, you know what? You are setting a good example. She set her boundaries and you're following them.
Thank you.
So
no, Crashly, I'm the adult here and you can't say that word.
I won't say that in front
of you. Well, you're not the, see, here's the thing, Susan, is you're not the only adult here.
Ooh.
That's right, Susan. And actually, you know, we want to let these kids express themselves fully. As long as everybody here feels safe, I don't want to put limits on them. So I think, Susan, maybe you need to take some responsibility for your own actions instead of other people's. Ooh. So I think that's kind of a responsibility point for you, Susan.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to say one thing, though. I'm giving myself this point. I let these kids express themselves. Every Tuesday night, karaoke at my house, I let them choose their own songs, as long as it's Rod Stewart.
I was going to say.
You don't. Yeah, you don't let
I've sung
choose.
Maggie May like 40 times, and the song is so long.
It's darker than people think, just because it's a jaunty tune.
And actually, I don't know if you knew this, but Susan's like obsession with specific aesthetics did play a role in our tackling of the litter bug.
How so?
And not in a positive way.
Tell us more, CEJ. I don't think this was covered when you brought this up in our last session.
Yeah, I kind of skipped this because it was embarrassing for everybody. But Susan was wearing a very specific outfit that kind of swooshed when she walked around, like windbreaker fabric. I don't really know what to call it. Like a jumpsuit, I
it's
guess?
It's a tracksuit.
A tracksuit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought a tracksuit was like shorts.
No,
it can also be pants.
And she's got the ones that like, she's always waiting for that moment of like, oh, these are your tearaway pants. Now's the moment I'm going to do it. And we can just.
Right. But it didn't happen. So she just stood there with her hands gripping the sides of the snaps on her pants while the rest of us were like getting trashed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My moment's coming. I know it is.
That's so Susan.
Oh my God.
That's so Susan.
Wow, that was good, Shemanda.
That was crazy spot on. Oh no.
Okay. You mean wild.
Wild, thank you.
Shemanda, we don't mock the people here. So I take responsibility.
Laugh.
Yes, you did get a laugh, but does Susan look happy right now?
No, I am happy because I'm very happy actually, because I was sitting there back there because CEJ, what did you whisper in my ear right before it started? You said, I got this one.
You're a role model to me. Oh, that too. Yeah.
And then you said, but I got this one, Susan. And I was like, okay, it's time for my boy to shine.
Wow.
And yeah, I was fumbling in my pants pockets because I was looking for my camera.
Wow. You know what? Honestly, Susan, that sounds like you were allowing CEJ to set boundaries for himself. That seems like you're setting a good example.
Speaking of boundaries, I just want to bring something up, and I don't know if this is the right time, but it doesn't seem like it's ever going to be the right time. So
oh my God,
I just wanted
the relationship.
To say, I just wanted to say that I feel like we shouldn't be talking about Acorn all the time anymore. And
Acorn.
Okay, and who's who or what is Acorn?
Hadan.
Hadan.
I know Hadan? You're intentionally saying her name wrong.
Yes, obviously it's a burn. I think it's a sick burn.
I don't think it's that sick of a burn.
Wait.
Well,
who's this burn on?
It's on CEJ's.
It's on a dead girl. So I hope you feel proud of yourself.
Someone that CEJ is mourning. And grieving.
So you're mad that
that's
he's
not
mourning?
Me. Well, it's a girl, his own
why,
age.
I can't mourn you, Crashly. You're not dead.
I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything, but like, was our relationship like this? Jeez, I feel like she's bringing up a lot more complicated energy than I ever did.
Oh, okay. Wow. Shemanda, that is not the direction I thought you were going to take.
So
that.
Sorry.
Oh, no. Yes.
I thought we were being open
uh-oh.
And honest.
No, it sounds like maybe there is some friction here. Between
it's
the
like
two of you.
She's always talking about that they're together. Like,
why
you get
are you
it.
Trying to sabotage our relationship right now?
I mean, you're always talking about it. And like, it was distracting when we're trying to get everyone to the recycling center.
It's the most important thing to me.
CEJ, we should have kissed at this point. And if we didn't kiss right when the moon was highest in the sky, then blah, 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 blah.
We should have kissed when the moon is highest in the sky. It's literally tradition. That was January 15th. It's an important day.
Oh,
but why?
My God.
Because yeah,
exactly.
It's literally 2 weeks after my birthday, and it was literally 2 weeks after my 15th birthday, and it was the 15th of the month. So it's important.
Okay. It's important to Crashly.
Okay, but trying to get the litter bug into the recycling center was pretty difficult with that just yap, yap, yap in my ear about some 2 week anniversary.
And I literally had lassoed it by that point.
That was Adam's lasso, okay?
Well, he couldn't handle it, could he?
I wish you wouldn't say that to his face if he was here.
Crashly, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you in that moment most focused on capturing this entity or making sure that you were kissed at the height of the moon on January 15th?
My focus is literally always split 50-50 or 75-25 or 33-33-33.
That's
33.
Like a D.
Oh, Crashly, I think you need to take responsibility for your actions there, Crashly.
It's like a D average.
But
dude.
I was most focused on getting kissed because I love my boyfriend. Unlike.
What? Okay, well, then I think you definitely maybe should take responsibility because it sounds like you were all in a pretty stressful situation and you were focused on sort of a personal side experience.
What is more important than personal relationships, I ask you?
That is a good point, but it seems like it maybe upset the people around you.
Sorry, everybody. I'll repair it.
It's okay.
Thanks.
And I the thing about this is, I'm just going to remind everyone, this is a safe space. And the thing about the kissing thing is that you have been kind of ghouling lately, and you can't
Whoa.
Even feel the kisses
oh
right now.
Oh my God.
So
dude.
It feels.
Oh, see, EJ, don't do this.
It feels a little weird for me because I know that you don't, you know, there's like nothing going on there?
CEJ, way to use feel statements and I and you statements. You are setting a good example.
Yeah, I rule at this, actually. And it'd be nice if I got more credit for the things that I'm good at.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing you could award people points for.
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even know we had a point system.
We do have it makes therapy a little more fun in some of these more fraught group sessions. Yes, we'll give points out if we think you need to take responsibility, that's a bad point. If you're setting a good example, that's a good point. So we will be giving those out. Jan is keeping track. Right, Jan?
I have the most points.
Well, Jan's like, "You've got points." You definitely have points, Susan.
Not the good ones.
Okay. CEJ, now you're going to take responsibility for that because you're being mean.
What? I thought I was just stating a fact.
Got him.
I think we all heard in your tone, CEJ, there was a little bit of glee and schadenfreude.
You're right. You're right. And I looked
down
at my feet.
You do that kind of stuff all the time. You like get Susan super emotional and then you like rag on her like all the time in front of her face.
Yeah, I do that. And I look down at my hands and I say, "And it's a learned behavior from Shamanda."
What?
Oh my God.
I would agree.
What are you even talking about? And I punch you in the shoulder. What?
Shamanda, we do not physically harm.
I didn't. Ooh. He ran into my arm.
Shamanda, wow, Shamanda, you definitely need to take responsibility.
Are you okay, CEJ?
Oh. He's a magnet. He's got a magnet in his shoulder. That's how I call.
She's done so much dojo training.
She's sabotaging and punching.
Yeah,
in
Shamanda,
one day.
I hear Crashly and CEJ both saying the same thing. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, they're attached at the hip. That's why they have one opinion.
No, we're attached at the lips. Up top, Crashly.
Up top.
Crashly, what is your concern with Shamanda?
Whatever CEJ said, I agree with.
You see what I mean? I don't mean to laugh or anything, but...
Yeah, Crashly, that's... I think you need to take responsibility for... that. That's not the fairest or kindest...
Kind. I'm backing up my boyfriend, and he said the right thing. He just said it better than I could.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, like, sorry that we feel of feelings. Yeah.
Susan, you sorry gotta step agree. In. Come on.
Okay.
You see this
I'll step
crap.
In. I gotta step in. I'm the adult here. I've gotta say this. It's a little hard for me to watch you fight over your little teeny bopper relationship when I've just lost the love of my life, and I'm not sure you're being very sweet to me about that.
Okay, wow. So Susan has a concern that you are not all giving her proper attention in her time of need. Is that right, Susan?
That would be it.
Okay.
Susan, you are crying right now, and you've been crying for the last 3 weeks. And I am really sorry, but sometimes it's hard to know when you need taken care of and when you don't.
Yeah, you just have us fold your bad merch that you couldn't sell at that Susan convention.
Okay, NC calling it bad merch, not helpful. And you know what else wasn't helpful, Shamanda?
Well, the catchphrases are misspelled.
You want to know what wasn't helpful to me, Shamanda?
What else?
Texting Tori Powell's for help during the litter bug.
Oh, yeah, that was messed up.
That wasn't cool. Oh, like CJ
that
said.
That was messed up.
Okay,
it was
messed up. She's the strongest person we know.
And this is Susan's ex, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be my ex-lover, best friend, life partner, Tori Pals.
I developed my own relationship with Tori.
Oh, did Tori come? Did she respond to the text?
She did. And
how was that, Susan?
You know, it's like I've kind of moved on in my own way.
Okay, you're still crying.
So I guess that would just be, is that tears or am I sweating? Because I'm
crying.
Being put under a magnifying glass right now.
I mean, it does look like tears.
And,
it's
well,
tears.
And what I would say about it is like, I'm chill and I'm just not sure she's being very chill. And like...
Shamanda or Tori?
I did a lot of things wrong, but I didn't cheat on Tori.
Okay.
See, this is not about me. It's about Tori.
It just, the thing about Susan is like, how many times have we been blown up or two of us died?
I died.
You know,
we
and it's
get
like,
it. You died. Yeah.
Who here has died? Could you raise your hand if you died?
I raise my hand.
I died.
Okay.
I just died when Shamanda just killed me with her words.
Okay. See, and that's what I mean. It's like Susan does this thing where like we're actual children, like in real danger and physical harm. And Susan puts her emotional state above our like physical needs and safety.
Now, CEJ, I'm so sorry. I need to intervene here a little bit. I think you need to take responsibility.
Like,
Susan force you to do any of these things?
No.
Who is deciding that CEJ is in these situations?
CEJ.
That's right. So I think you need to take responsibility for that.
I don't want to take responsibility.
Oh, that's fair.
I also have to say, like, if Shamanda, if you're listening, I do disagree.
Holy shit.
I was touching one of the like fidget spinners on a table and I turn over my shoulder and give you the most ghastly, how dare you bitch.
Jan, furthermore, when she sees Shamanda's face, goes, oh.
Anyway,
I
do slightly disagree with CEJ because actually Susan really cares about us a lot. And I think Shamanda needs to take responsibility.
You disagree with CEJ.
Shamanda, the sarcasm that you're exhibiting, I'm not sure if you realize how unhelpful it is to this process.
I'm so sorry. Pacific Northwest.
And speaking of that, how's Anne?
Oh.
Wow.
Was that directed at Jan and I?
Oh, no. No.
Who was that directed at, Susan?
I didn't know you could hear every little thing I said.
Susan, I mean, I think you need to take responsibility. You just insulted our daughter.
I just had to not do a spit take.
I'm sorry. I thought of a joke and I said it. I'm sorry. I do take responsibility for that.
Okay, thank you.
But do you see what I sort of mean about like Susan? No. Susan doesn't really care about who gets hurt.
And did you hear me trying to take responsibility for
it? I did hear that.
CEJ talking over
me. CEJ?
Sorry, that's just a nickname I've been trying.
Don't you drag my younger brother into this.
No, we've talked about this, CEJ. You can't keep making up siblings to try to get out of emotional situations.
Fine, I'll just stick with the three.
I feel like maybe Susan got kind of messed up in the head when CEJ died and then I died. And especially me kind of did it a little bit on purpose, but for a good reason.
Well, actually, CEJ said that was a concern during this litter bug incident.
Yeah. Crashly was putting herself in harm's way, and it felt like she was trying to do that thing where she was like, I'm in danger and I'm the baby, you know, the thing that Crashly does.
Well, she does that.
Okay, well, let's focus on that. Yeah, Crashly, what did you do to put yourself in harm's way with this litter bug incident?
I wasn't purposely putting myself in harm's way. It just so happened that the litter bug had been riling up this, you know, Chopper's hair salon?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jan's like, I get my hair cut there.
Oh, delicious. I mean, very good.
Ew. So
delicious.
Essentially, their dumpster had been blown open, and there's just like clumped. It was like crazy. It was like
Crashly.
She said it again.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to take responsibility for that.
It was wild. It was like being in a See's candy store, and it was just just tumbleweeds of hair rolling around everywhere. And I did climb up to a third story on the outside of a building. It was the Omni Hotel. I climbed up onto it to try to reach some of the hair that was blowing around in the wind like a beautiful plastic bag, and I fell.
We were all screaming, help, help, Crashly, you're the only one who's free of the monster. Help us.
What was happening to the rest of you at that point, Shamanda?
Well, I got scooped up by the litter bug.
No, tell the truth.
You saw
a cute boy standing around under the lamppost watching the whole thing and filming it on his phone, and you went over to talk to him.
The lighting was incredible. You can't deny that. He looked so hot. His chiseled features. He was just like, he basically had he was gift wrapped just for me, okay? What was I supposed to just do? Let a hottie slip by me? What am I, Adam?
Yes!
Hottie slip by me once.
Oh my gosh, Susan.
Susan, you have to stop.
You have a million exes. Okay, the convention was live streamed this year. We saw it all. You looked silly.
What?
Shamanda.
She looked silly.
That was vicious. Wow.
I think.
That was savage.
I think, Shamanda, you need to take responsibility. That was mean. It seems like you're being a little mean to.
I said she looked silly.
Susan, you didn't deserve that. Example.
Thank you.
Shamanda, how would you feel if somebody told you you looked silly?
I would love a little bit of a fall from grace, okay? Because it's so hard
being perfect all the time.
No, I mean it is hard because what, the air is so thin up here, and if I fell off, who's down there to catch me? You ding dongs? No, I don't trust that.
Okay, dongs.
All right, I'm gonna cut through there. Shamanda, what I'm hearing at the core of that is that there's some fear on your part and maybe some loneliness. Is that?
Yeah, I haven't been to Tacoma in forever.
And what's Tacoma? What is that to you?
It's a fairyland that I'm from.
And it sounds like you miss it?
It's fun there and like there's less monsters and more just like parties and like controlled chaos and like everyone has a. It's okay to like tell lies and stuff because everyone's kind of chill.
It's okay to tell lies?
Well, she loves lying.
It's you can embellish and you can just be a little bit more, you can have a little zhuzh on top of what you're doing and everybody gets all bent out of shape.
Speaking of a little zhuzh, why don't you tell Dan and Jan here how you tried to help us with the litter bug? I wasn't going to bring it up, but then you said like 18 nasty things about me back to back. And I thought, actually, I have a segue.
That I helped, that I was able to, get it a plot.
You tried to sing to the bug, Shamanda. I tried to sing to the bug.
I was I'm looking for some talent for my fight in the Cloud City. I don't have a halftime performer yet, and I've exhausted the middle schools and the high schools. I did a talent show across the city, and none of these jokers are good, so I asked the freaking Litterbug if they could do a little song and dance if they had it in them. And obviously, they would have been great if CEJ, had played better at the clarinet, but what are you going to do?
What?
Wow.
Okay, you can say a lot about CEJ.
Yeah, but don't.
But you do not come after his clarinet. He is a beautiful, beautiful reed work.
He has to change the spit valve twice as much as most people because he plays so hard.
Because he's better than most people.
Yeah. Because my mouth is so wet.
Ew. Okay, I know.
Shamanda, what the heck?
Well, I didn't know. Shamanda,
I think there's a lot of hostility here, Shamanda, but also what I'm hearing underneath.
Remember when I said I learned my negativity from Shamanda? I wasn't.
I do remember that, CEJ,
yes. Oh,
that's
what I agreed with. Yep.
Well, you know what? In that case, you both are setting a good example that you can remember it. Shamanda, you did set a good example when you were honest with us a little bit ago when you talked about missing Tacoma. And then the wall came right back up and you're upset and it sounds like all of this responsibility that you are taking on all of the time is leading to this perfectionism that's making you call everybody ding dongs.
Yeah, that's fair. Aww. I guess not everybody's a ding dong. But
Do you sometimes worry that people think you're a ding dong?
If I thought of myself the way I think of ding-dongs, yeah, that would be bad.
Can everybody here agree that Shamanda is not a ding-dong? And even if she was, you would still care for her?
Definitely.
Yes.
Duh. I would obviously love you even though you're a ding-dong.
CEJ?
CEJ?
Yeah?
Would you care for Shamanda even if she was a ding-dong?
As a friend.
I mean, I care for a Shamanda currently, and she is a ding-dong, so yes.
Wow. Okay, well. Okay, cool. How much longer, Doctor, nice. Were you able to be helped?
Well,
I'm not sure we're understanding the point system. You want to win.
Shamanda, you taking that on, though, you're setting a good example when you hear that and you let it land.
Okay.
Whatever.
Susan?
I'm sorry. I wanted to win.
You might still, Susan. Because at the end, isn't self-discovery the biggest win of them all?
No.
How many points do I get for that?
Not really. It's more like $1 million.
Oh my God, it just sounds like the back a line on a back of a book.
we're workshopping some things. Yeah, Jan and I do have some interesting contracts in the work.
Do people ever mix you up with Stan and Jan Berenstain from the Berenstain Bears books?
Only when we go to the Jan plus one conventions.
I've just wanted to ask you that for my whole life. So cool.
All right. So it sounds like there was a lot of big feelings during this whole incident. How did it ultimately resolve?
Well, the litter bug, I can kind of track it because I accidentally claimed ownership of all of the garbage in Mystery County.
Did you join another club, CEJ? Stop.
No, I was fixing another problem basically by myself. And yeah, so.
No one asked you to do that alone, dude.
Wow.
I said I would help you anytime.
Samantha makes a good point. Nobody did ask you to do that by yourself, CEJ.
Well, nobody asks us to do anything, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do them, you know?
Oh, I ask you to text me all the time.
And even, I mean, I know that we were all in Constantinople, like, together and stuff, but, like, you, once we fell into the water, you didn't say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Actually, yes, I did. I said, I'm going this way.
And Dr. Jan and Dan, I just want to point out that CEJ did say no one asks you to do anything. We just do it because it's the right thing. And CEJ?
Yeah?
I think that's something you need to hear because you seem to have a lot of built up anger at me.
Wow. Insightful, Susan. Yeah. That is a great example you're setting.
Yeah, I do. I do have a lot of anger towards you.
And why is it? Where does it come from, CEJ?
From the, she's always.
CEJ, what happened when you left the club?
What happened? It was great, actually.
Okay, and what did I do when you wanted to leave?
Here's the thing.
You my blessing, and I stayed in your life and supported your other hobbies.
That's true.
Susan, sometimes it really feels like you are a collector of people and things. You have all these exes. You have all these kids. You have this like mysterious past. You have like all these things. You have all these spells, all these lairs, all this stuff.
But please don't forget my precious moments.
and you know, like where we come and go, like, I don't know.
Now, CEJ, I have to ask, though, Susan does have all of those things. That's been established. But again, you don't have to be around it. You're choosing to be around it. So why are you choosing to be around all of this stuff if you dislike it so much?
Because I like, and I look sheepishly at Shamanda and at Crashly and at the empty chair where one might imagine Adam would be.
Because you like me?
I like them. I like my. Oh,
God. You like us?
He likes us and loves some of us.
Oh.
Come on, dude.
I do love you.
I know.
And I don't. Susan, a lot of adults have been pretty rough in this town and in general. And. Sometimes you act more like them than you think. Maybe I don't want to be in this group anymore.
Wait, what?
I don't know. My two dumb therapists just brought up a really good point, which is like,
that you're angry?
If it's sad, make me sad to do it, then maybe I shouldn't do it no more.
That's not what they said at all. They said no one's forcing you to do it, so you're doing it because you want to do it.
No, it sounds like they were saying no one's forcing me to do it, so I don't have to do it.
You talked yourself into being sad.
No, you guys. CEJ had a small feeling he better run away. CEJ, you better run away if you're feeling close to the truth.
Yeah, CEJ, first off, Crashly, excellent job.
Thank you.
Mirroring back what we said. Yes, CEJ, we're not telling you to go away from it. We're more just noting, Jan, please chime in. Jan's like, I will. Yes, what we're noting, Dan and I are noting, CEJ, is that you're very upset about this thing that you keep choosing. And it seems like there's a reason why you choose it. What is it about this situation? You're expressing all of this frustration about Susan and everything that she brings into your life. but she's not bringing it into your life. You are seeking it out by these connections and these relationships that you're forming. What is it that you want that you're getting from Susan?
Some kind of, I don't know, I guess.
You don't have to know.
Is it satisfaction from a job well done? Like when you got that litter bug in that trash can and set it on fire at the end, and then, you know, Susan was like, good job, CJ.
Well, but she didn't say that. She said, we did it.
Oh.
I literally said that to everybody else because we were able to get the photo of you finally.
Yeah, she was talking about the picture.
You took a picture?
Yeah, and I printed it out and I framed it.
Oh.
Okay,
so you can't, when you put a PNG into a Word doc or whatever, you can't just click and drag because it makes it all blurry.
Oh.
So none of us knew what that photo was.
Well, it sounds like the rest of them did because they all helped set up the photo.
Yeah.
Because they are all communicating. And I just am like this, extra guy who gets tagged along.
But you're not, though.
You're not.
I think you initiate so much stuff. I think, yes, I think you would love a bit of affirmation or letting us know, telling you outright when you do good things and not only pointing out when you do crazy, dumb stuff.
No, compliments are for babies who need baby stuff.
No.
Why do I only get in trouble for that?
Shamanda, you're setting a great example right now, Shamanda. Wait, keep going.
Honestly, I think right now, Shamanda has the captain's C embroidered into all of her clothes because she feels herself the leader. She rips it off and she's going to sew it onto your jean jacket or whatever you're wearing. You're the leader now, officially.
No, okay? I don't want this.
No, it's too late, dude.
No, wait, I really don't want
this.
CJ, it's
not real. We trust that you make good decisions, that you, what you do is a smart choice, and we will follow you. And when you think something is a bad move,
oh, God.
That's okay, too.
No.
Shamanda has no power. This is not real. She's just trying to deal with your feelings.
What are you talking about? I literally have all the power. I put Crashly in a headlock.
She also said the C word 5 seconds ago, and you said good example.
Well, I didn't say a good example about that.
And my
that.
Boobs will always be bigger than yours.
Okay, all right, enough. This is about CEJ right now.
He loves this.
CEJ.
He does.
At the end of the day, it sounds to me a little bit like, and this is just me, Dan, speaking. Jan might have a different opinion. But you said, you talked earlier about having to do it even if nobody asks you for it because it's the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you have a strong sense of justice and that you like helping people.
Sounds like my boyfriend.
So?
And it sounds to me like the rest of you, would you say that Susan helps people?
Duh.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Thank you, Susan. You're welcome. You're allowed to say that about yourself.
I'm just trying to showcase some self-confidence around here.
Well, and you're doing a great job and setting a good example, Susan.
Hey.
CEJ is the reason that you are around Susan because she's trying to help people and you want to help people too.
I don't know. I think maybe a little bit.
I mean, your brother is decorated... a decorated bomb sniffer in Iraq as a peacekeeper for the UN. Your father is a well-known member of the Kramos here in town. It seems like part of your family's history. Are we wrong?
I don't know. I think what really bothers me is that it feels like everyone knows what they're doing and I don't know what I'm doing.
What? There's hair going out of the bottom of my feet. I can't feel anything.
What?
I mean, never mind. But I can't feel anything under my left nostril and below. I'm a mess. I actually wish...
I got a full back tat from the stress. I don't even know.
You have a full back tattoo?
Yeah, I pull up the back of my shirt. And it's just an epic epic poem of art of everything we fought.
Oh,
holy
wow.
Moly.
Wow.
Who did these illustrations?
Oh, man. You're going to be mad But we had it done in Rhinelander, so I apologize. Don't say ew.
Ew. Rhinelander sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Shamanda needs a downy point or whatever they're called for going to Rhinelander.
A boo.
I supported a local young artist.
Yeah, in Rhinelander.
And she took your kid.
In Rhinelander. Ew. Yeah, that is you need to take responsibility. Yeah. You need to take responsibility. You took our daughter to Rhinelander.
Whoops.
Not cool.
Yeah, you need to take responsibility for that.
Yeah, and no one should be making fun of their daughter.
That's right.
Thank you. CEJ.
What a good example, Susan.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know what? And here's another thing. I feel like we're all talking about dealing with the litter bug, and this turned into like deep dive into CEJ's feelings town.
We're at your That's therapist. The whole reason you we're invited here. Us here.
Oh, yeah. You can't prove that.
I can.
I pull out my phone and I pull up the email that says, hey, can you come over to my therapy session? I need to work some things out.
Anyone could have written that.
Well, we had you write it, CEJ. We were with you. I can confirm that CEJ did write that.
Boom. Client-patient confidentiality breach.
They made that all clear right. at the top of the session. This was all above board.
I go on attack when I feel threatened.
Why do you feel threatened, CEJ?
Because everyone's going to leave.
No. Oh.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're all going to leave. Susan's going to...
Shamanda, let me out of the headlock.
Okay.
Let's talk to him.
Once we finish with the monsters, Susan's going to leave. Once you two are going to go away and go off to whatever college you get into, I'm going to be here. That's me. I'm just the guy who's still here.
But I'm not going anywhere. Do you want to know why?
Why?
I'm stuck in a 30-year mortgage. Okay?
And I love
this town, and I love this team. And CJ, I know you hate it when I say this in front of all your friends. I love you, bud.
Aw.
And I'm probably not going to go to college. I'll probably, like, open a business or become some open dojos all over the country. I don't know.
We're all probably going to be working for Anne in 20 years.
Probably.
I keep trying to leave before you all leave, and it never works out.
You can just leave when I leave with me. Wherever I go to college, you can live in an apartment.
That's creepy.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking ahead, and it sounds cool.
Yeah,
it sounds like something a cool guy would do.
Yeah.
Dan is like, I have to say that you don't want to go down that path, CEJ. That is creepy.
Oh, is that how you two
Who
met?
Who the hell are you, cunt?
His therapist. Whoa.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Yeah. Another headlock. All right.
Crashly, I have never heard you say that word before, and you were just absolutely throwing it out.
Once I was told I could say it, it's like something was unlocked.
Yeah, Crashly, I think you need to take a little bit of responsibility. At this point for that.
Okay.
I'm shocked and awed. Like, it truly, it's like rice at a wedding. It's just being thrown abundantly.
Yeah.
But let's draw our focus in. CEJ is worried that he's going to be left behind.
But you're not.
You're not.
We're all going to buy a house together. We're all going to live together in separate wings of the house.
Or
you can
boat.
Do whatever you want over there.
Shamanda, that is sweet. But Shamanda, let's not make false promises either. Okay.
I
let's take
bought
a little
the
response.
House.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh.
What?
What house?
How'd you get it?
It's one of the many houses that Whoopi has given me. I've got a house on literally every coast.
Oh, she's lying again. It's fine.
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you like to lie.
I actually don't think
Whoopi.
This is a lie.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't lie about Whoopi Goldberg. That's the first rule of
Whoopi Goldberg Club.
She will whoop your ass.
That's funny.
Well, Susan, what do you say to somebody who is afraid of everybody leaving them?
You know, I recently actually got left by over 300 people in a very public forum that I'm just learning now you kids watched. And I got to tell you, that's okay. We had some really good times together that I should not be talking about to you kids. But the ones who were meant to stay in my life did. And that's you guys.
Wow. That's setting a great example, Susan.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about the points when I said that. Thank you so much.
Yes. CEJ, the people that matter will stay, and the people that don't won't. And you'll find new people if you need to, and the ones that you don't need to, you'll keep.
Like Harley Quinn or whatever her name is.
The people that matter Wait, how's the phrase go?
You'll get it.
You get there. Put me in a headlock.
The people that don't, as Jan always likes to say, and Jan's like, I'll say it.
Thank
the people
you.
That don't matter, scatter.
Well, okay.
And the people that mind don't matter. And the people that matter don't mind.
Well, that one doesn't rhyme, hon.
Well, take some responsibility.
Don't talk to her like that.
Either,
thank you.
Mine did. Jan. Mine did rhyme.
Yours
did
was rhyme. Kind of a slant rhyme.
Matter and scatter.
Scattered matter.
We're still workshopping some of it for publication, but it was a shot in the dark.
I hope so.
Anyway, why don't we? I think it's about time we wrap this all up. Let's go through this and sort out with the litter bug incident where things ultimately went wrong. So everybody, add up all of your responsibilities and all of your good examples, and roll a d6 for each responsibility and mark down each one. So, you know, so you'll end up with like 1, 2, 4, 5, et cetera, for each one, and keep them separate so that you know what you rolled for responsibilities and what you rolled for examples.
What if you have no examples?
Well, then you don't need to worry about it. You should have a couple. I feel like I said that a couple of times, but there was cacophony. So, CEJ, you're rewarded at least 3 good examples.
Nice. I just rolled for my responsibilities. I just rolled 666.
Wow. Wow.
And I will screenshot
it. That's not great for you. And once you have them, any that match from the responsibilities to the examples, just remove those. So if you roll a 6 in responsibilities and you roll any 6s in examples, take out all your 6s.
Oh, no. Okay. No matter what number.
No matter what number. Okay. So does anybody have any remaining unmatched examples? So any example dice left over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Great. Let's go through the highest individual role you have for your unmatched examples. So who, does anybody have a 6?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Between Crashly and Shamanda, how many 6s do you have?
1.
Okay.
Whoa. Mm.
All right. What is your next highest number?
None.
In 5 in responsibility.
In responsibility. Oh. Okay. Responsibility doesn't. It's just in the examples. Oh, yeah.
Then yes, none.
Nine.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, you guys are, as it turns out, you are equally, you set the best example.
Okay. Let me out of the headlock. Let's have a hug.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think the way that works out is Jan says, you see, CEJ, as much trouble as they just had with each other and as much fighting and rancor and honestly, nasty language coming from Crashly.
You told me
really
to say
nasty.
It.
Cunt is not that bad of a
word. I didn't even bring it up. You said the C word.
At the end of the day, they didn't run from each other. They stayed together. They fought. They bickered. And they're still friends and they still care about each other. And that is the best example they could possibly be setting. CEJ, these people are not going to leave you. All right. You all might grow in different directions. You might move across the country from each other, or even go to, I don't know what you would call it, other dimensions or anything like that. But that doesn't mean that they leave your life or they're not important to you or you're not important to them.
No matter what I do.
No matter what you do, they will care about you.
Great. I've been working for Barb.
What?
Now, you all just promised.
You...
This Alan
is Rashawn saying it. You motherfucker. What a move. Okay.
Well, this now gets us to our next thing, which is we need to decide who's ultimately responsible for all of this trouble.
Wait.
So
is Barb been telling you to fuck up our missions or just
No, I don't know. Okay, we can go backwards. Okay. I have no follow up here.
Good. I was
going
to speak to you.
I got nothing.
I got absolutely nothing.
I liked it. I was ready to go for it.
But I got nothing. And I'm not trying to like hijack the whole next arc
You're
of
not?
This.
Really?
I believe it or not, I'm not.
Well, then I don't believe it.
Who for the responsibles? So again, any match cancels out. So what numbers do you all have for your responsible dice left over after the cancels?
5 and a 1.
Okay.
Five and a three.
I have two ones.
I've got none left.
Okay. Mm. I think. No, then I think they're like, and ultimately, CEJ, honestly, it's from all of this, it sounds like a lot of the troubles that you experienced might have been because of the actions that you need to take responsibility for. Mm. It sounds like your unwillingness to fully participate with the people around you who are loving and supporting you is causing trouble in the group dynamic.
Okay, but like, here's what I thought was going to happen at this therapy session was that because you're my therapist, you would side with me.
I like to think of it that we are siding with you, CEJ, but we're siding with future you.
But I don't like future me.
Well, that's a problem that present you is going to have to deal with in order to become future you.
Well, why? Past me is responsible for my situation.
Well, but past you is actually just an earlier future you.
But past me is also future me because I have a propensity for time traveling.
But all of these are still you, CEJ.
Fine, but let the record show that I won this argument.
Hmm? Oh, buddy, no. Oh.
You publicly lost.
Babe.
I've been reading Jan's notes, and that is not what she said.
Her handwriting is beautiful.
Thank you.
Like, gorgeous.
It looks like a typewriter.
I took calligraphy in college.
I can see.
So are we, like, done here, or, like...
Well, the session is over, yes. CEJ, these are your friends, and they care about you.
So what? I care about them, so what?
Wow, CEJ, that was great. Really, honestly, that was mostly all we wanted to hear was you just to say that.
Oh. I'm not going to say it again.
It's too bad because I recorded that. I'll play for Adam.
Oh, send it to me and send it to Adam.
Oh, absolutely. I just already emailed it to him.
Okay, good.
And as you leave the sphere and walk out, you've had, you know, a lot of tensions, a lot of accusations and honesties flying around and stuff. How do you all feel as you leave?
I honestly feel pretty good because it does happen to be karaoke night at my house.
Well, it is a Tuesday.
I know exactly how to work this out.
Great. As you all make your way over to Susan's apartment in Mystery to do karaoke, Susan, what are you setting up for them all?
But it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a different night. It's kind of a special night. It feels like they need something different. So I'm actually doing Rod Stewart's early works.
Faces.
Yeah, I heard the note that they don't want to just do Rod Stewart. So I'm like, okay, well, let's do a throwback.
That's great. Yeah. So you're doing the, what is it? I wish I knew what I know now.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
Yeah.
Except I don't sing that line.
No. You purposely leave it up.
I'm still young. You
know. Yeah, and I guess as the camera fades away or pans away from the all of you at Susan's enforced Rod Stewart karaoke night, CEJ, what do we see you doing?
I slowly reach into my pocket and I look back at the therapy office and I like kind of harumph in a grudging way. And then I take the fidget spinner out of my pocket and spin it that I've stolen from the.
Okay. And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Yay.
God, I thought you were about to do something diabolical. I'm so happy.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County, or tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we're so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now CEJ has a special yearbook message for our patron, Daniel I.
Dear Daniel I, wow, what a year. Can't believe that I'm not going to the college I thought I was. But we don't have to make this about me. Ha 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 ha. Stick figure giving thumbs up. Hey, you know what'll be fun about you coming back on breaks and stuff? I'll be here so we can hang. I'll see you then. It'll be cool. We can hang out and play GameCube or whatever. There might be a new, better system by then. Maybe I'll have it because of all the money I'll save from not going to college. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Have fun at college. I'll miss you. Bye. See you, EJ.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Campaign Skyjacks takes place in an original setting inspired by folktales and classic adventure fiction. James D'Amato leads Liz Anderson, John Patrick Cohn, Tyler Davis, Johnny O'Mara, and in recent episodes, Nathan Blades, as they tell a story of daring sky pirates, giant birds, and a terror of a cursed sea. It's funny, dramatic, and at times emotionally devastating. Just search for Campaign Skyjacks or James D'Amato on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
But he's going to become the greatest, you know, YouTube reviewer of Toy Story ever.
Yeah, we know you're going to end up, well, we don't know if you're a successful reviewer, but we do know you end up being a reviewer.
That's right. A professional, at the very least, a professional reviewer.
Yeah, you've got accreditation, but...
But it's you're a professional reviewer in the, like, 2020s, which means you probably just have a blog, so...
That makes revenue.
It makes some revenue, yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay...
I'm just saying, success is a wide spectrum.
No, we all hear you just saying.
The history of role-playing games is weird and wild, and we here at System Mastery are determined to look through it all.
Every heartbreaker that drove a man to bankruptcy to see his vision of D&D with really specific armor maintenance rules come to fruition.
Every game where you get increasingly certain as you read it that this is all just one person's weird fetish.
Every system that painstakingly recreates how medieval life was really like, and then also you can cast Fireball.
The System Mastery podcast wallows in the filth of RPG history. Come.
Join us in the muck
at System Mastery.